Let's start again from the Mishnah Nun Tes Amud Beis to get the flow of the Shakla V'Tarya. The Mishnah said, "HaPesach Shechted Shelo Lishmai." If a Karban Pesach was shechted Shelo Lishmai with the wrong kavanah, for that you had in mind a different carbon, the kibbol v'halach v'zarach, where you did the kabbalah, you caught the blood, the halach of bringing the blood to the mizbeach v'zarach, or the zrika itself throwing the blood on the mizbeach, Shelo Lishmai. Any of these things that were done Shelo Lishmai. Or you had a dual kavanah, you had in mind both lishmai, the right kavanah for Karban Pesach, and shalei lishmai. Or shalei lishmai lishmai, or the opposite, you had in mind shalei lishmai and then lishmai. Pasul, in any of these cases, the carbon is pasul. Ketzad, lishmai v'shalei lishmai. What is considered an example of the shmai v'shalei lishmai? The shem Pesach or the shem Shlom. First you did it the shem Pesach, and afterwards you had in mind that you are the carbon Shlom. Shalei lishmai lishmai. What's considered shalei lishmai lishmai? It would be the opposite. L'shem shlomim or l'shem pesach. First you had in mind shlomim, and then afterwards you had in mind pesach. So on this, the Gemara asks a shayla. Boy, Rapapa. That which we talked about, a dual kavanah, lishmai v'shalei lishmai, or shalei lishmai lishmai, was that talking within the same avodah, you had both kavanahs, or is it talking about two different avodahs? One was done one way and one was done with the other, mashallah. And the Gemara explains, what are the tzadim? Ba'avodah achas nan, do we say that it's all in the same avodah of Rabbi Yosi, and it's going like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, da'amraf, b'gvar, dvar, avodah, nitfas? When a person says two things at the same time, and they both need to take effect simultaneously. So we say, we don't only say, look at the first lashon, tfayis lashon rishon. We don't say on the opposite end, look only at the second lashon, tfayis lashon achrin. Rather, we say, look at both lashonis, and they both take effect. Af b'gmar dvar avad the mitzvahs, in the beginning, and also with the end as well, both of them take effect. And therefore, it's lishmoy v'shalay lishmoy. The Irem Meir, because if it's the mission is Rem Meir, Ha'amr Tvayis Lashon Rishon. Rem Meir says, whenever he says two things at the same time, we say Tvayis Lashon Rishon, only the first one takes effect, and the second one is ignored, is non-existent. If that's the case, so it wouldn't be possible if he had two Machshavas in the same Avodah, because only the first Machshavah takes effect, and not the second. Oy Dilma, or maybe not. Maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is B'shtei Avodahs Nan. We're talking about that the two Machshavas were at two different Avodahs, and therefore, Vafilu Rem Meir Damar Tvayis Lashon Rishon, even according to who says normally we look only after the first lashon, harami balavodachas, that's only in the same avodah, when he's saying two things that are taking effect simultaneously, so they can't both take effect according to Rameir, and therefore only the lashon rishon takes hold and not the other one. Al b'shtei avodah is two separate avodahs, so it's two separate things, two separate avodos. So then, maida the misal, he's maida it's possible because one avodah the mashav of the shema took effect, and the other avodah, the mashava shalei lishma, took effect. So the Gemara asks, on which case of our Mishnah is our shayla? On the case of lishmai v'shalei lishmai, or on the case of shalei lishmai lishmai? So the Gemara says, e'nei shalei lishmai lishmai, if it's talking in a case that he said shalei lishmai first, and only subsequently did he have the mashava of lishmai, so then it makes no difference. Bein b'avodah achas, whether it was in the same avodah, bein b'shtei avodah, so whether it was two different avodahs, bein l'Rameir, bein l'Rabbeisi, whether you hold like Rameir, who says tvoyis lashon rishon, or you hold like Rabbeisi, who says afmid mar dvar v'adam nitzvas, either way, regardless, if so, mikamaisa, the carbon is already possible as soon as you add the first machshava. Because everybody agrees the first machshava takes effect, the machlok is only in the second one. So as soon as it was shalei lishmai, the carbon is possible. It makes no difference if the lishmai afterwards was in the same avodah, was in a different avodah, the carbon is possible. So Rabbeisi, because even according to Rabbi Yossi, like we explained before, when Rabbi Yossi doesn't say you only look at the second Lashon, which happens to be the Shita Benanos, rather he said you look also at the second Lashon, which means both take effect. So if that's the case, the second that you said the first Lashon of Shalei Lishmai, it's regardless possible. He holds that also in the Gemar Dvarim, also in the end of his words, take effect, but doesn't mean only. Ella must be that the shayla is in the opposite case, lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The lishmoy was first and then the shaloy lishmoy. So if it's in two avodas, everybody agrees that the shaloy lishmoy of the second avoda would be chal in the karmel apostle. However, if it's in one avoda, so then it would only be chal according to Rabbi Yosi, whereas according to Meir, since you say tzvash lashon rishon, so once the lishmoy is chal, then the shaloy lishmoy will not be chal and the karmel will be kosher. So my. So what is the answer? Who is the town of our Mishnah? Toshima. So Mo wants to bring a raya. The Mishnah says, "Apeshah sheshachtoi shaloi lishmoi." The ratio of the Mishnah says, "If a carbon person was shechted shaloi lishmoi, the kibul v'halach v'zarak and he did a kabbalah halach of his rika shaloi lishmoi." Heichi dami. What does the Mishnah mean that he did these avodah shaloi lishmoi? Ine mekadatani. If you learn the Mishnah literally, that he did all four avodah shaloi lishmoi, lama liyadam mechashay lekulu. Why does he have to have a machshava by all four of them in order to make the carbon puzzle? Because ma'isa isolei, the second that the first avodah was done shaloi lishmoi, the carbon is already puzzle. Elalav must be haki katani. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. A pesach that the shechita was done shalei lishmoi. Inam shachtei lishmoi the keep of halach v'zara shalei lishmoi. Or the shechita was done lishmoi, and then afterwards the kabbalah, the halach, and the zrika were done shalei lishmoi. Inami, or even further, shachtei the keep of halach, the first three avodas were done lishmoi, v'zara shalei lishmoi, and only the fourth avodah was done shalei lishmoi. The avodah shtei avodah. So over here we have lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi in two different avodahs, and in that the Rashi says it's possible. So Eima Seifa. Now let's read the Seifa. Lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi. If you do lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi, it's possible. Now Heichi Dami. What's the Seifa? What's the case of the Seifa? What's the Seifa adding? Inei v'mishtei avodas. If it's coming to say that you had in mind two different avodas, one avodah lishmoi, one avodah shalei lishmoi, and a ratio. The way we just got finished saying that is already the ratio. The ratio is that the first few avodas were lishmoi, and then the subsequent avodas were shalei lishmoi. El la'avodah achas. Must be that the Seifa is coming to include and add that even if it was done in one avodah, nonetheless it's possible. If that's the case, Rabbi Yosi, then we have a raya that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Bigvar Dvar Vadam Nitvas says the Marloi, no raya, loy the Mishnah avodahs. I can tell you that just like the Rashi is talking about two separate avodahs, the Sefer is also talking about two separate avodahs. If that's the case, what is the Sefer adding? Teretz is the Rashi, the Kari Beshchita of the Kamechasha Beshchita. The Rashi is talking when at the time of the shechita he had a machshava about the shechita that I'm shechting for the wrong carbon, inami koy bezriko, or he was bishas that he was standing by the zrika, kamechash of zrika, he was thinking about the zrika that I am doing the zrika for the wrong carbon. However, seifa the koy bezshechita that he was thinking, he was standing by the time of the shechita, the kachash of zrika, and he was thinking about the zrika, meaning I'm shechting now Almanas to do the zrika shalei lishma. The Amar Harini Sheikhid that he says, I am shechting now as a pesach lishmoi. I'm shechting it that the shechita should be l'shem akarim pesach. So it's lishmoi. However, al das that leaves right dummy that I will do when I get to the zrika, I will do the zrika shalei lishmoi. The kamash v'lon, and that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that the Seif is adding the mechashim me'avoida l'avoida, that machshava from one avoida about another avoida takes effect. Meaning, even though eventually when he comes to the Zrika, he never did the Zrika Shalei Lishmoi, but for that alone, that Bishas Tashkita, he had in mind that he's going to do the Zrika Shalei Lishmoi, so that is also considered a Mashavah Shalei Lishmoi, because the Mashavah of one Avodah, of one of the four principal Avodahs, about one of the other Avodahs, is considered a Mashavah of Shalei Lishmoi, which happens to be a Machloikis in Mesteches Zvachim, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lachish, do we say Mechashim Avodah L'Avodah or not? So we're saying now that the chiddush of our Mishnah is to say, like that shita, that the machshava does take effect from one avodah to the other avodah. The hainu bayu repapa, and that's repapa's kasha over there in Maseches Zvachim. When the Gemara wanted to discuss our Mishnah, and the Gemara wanted to say a different chiddush in pshat in our Mishnah, repapa said maybe what the sefer of the Mishnah is coming to add is goof of this chiddush that you could be machshava me avodah avodah, that the machshava from one avodah to the other avodah takes effect. So if that's the case, then we have no raya. Maybe maybe Enechanami, Dafka, because it was one avoda about another avoda, so within the same avoda itself, there's no two mashavas, that's why both take effect. But maybe if it was in the same avoda mamish, the Bishas the Shechita, he had a mind about the Shechita itself, two mashavas, maybe both of them don't take effect, because maybe the town of the Mishnah is a mayor who will place Lashon Rishon. So the Gemara goes further, Tashema. Or shalei lishmai lishmai. The third case of the Mishnah was you have shalei lishmai first and then lishmai. So again, we said that the halacha is possible. Hey, Dami, what's the case of the seifa? Ine mishtei avaydes. If it's two separate avaydes, the first one was on shalei lishmai and then the second one was on lishmai. So what would be the chiddush of that? Hashem lishmai v'shalei lishmai. Madach, if the first avaydes was on lishmai and then a subsequent avaydes was on shalei lishmai, nonetheless, amrin possible. You're going to say it's a possible. So shalei lishmai lishmai, when it started off shalei lishmai and only afterwards you did the shmai, me boy. So over there, do you have to tell me it's possible? Of course, it's going to be possible because it started off shalei lishmai right away from the beginning. Elalav must be that the chiddush of the sefer is b'avayda achas. Now, even though enechinami, it's not a chiddush in this way because if the first one was shalei lishmai according to everybody, it will be possible, because everybody holds it the first lashon counts, or everybody, at least in the Tanaim that we've discussed until now. But nonetheless, it's coming to tell us that we're talking about a case of Avodah Achas in order to make a diyuk, or meet the Seifa by Avodah Achas, Reisha Nami by Avodah Achas. That just like the Seifa is talking about one Avodah, so the Reisha as well is talking about one Avodah. And if that's the case, the Reisha, the case of the Shalei Lishmai, is talking about one Avodah, must be his Rabbi Yosi and not Rabbi Meir. Says the Marno Raya, Lo'ilam b'shtei avaydes, really we're talking about two separate avaydes. Ubedinu, and therefore really, to lay starach le, we should say that the sefer is not a chiddush, it's not necessary. So why then did the Tana say it? Because once the Tana said the case of the Shmai first and then Shalei Lishmai, so Tana Nami Shalei Lishmai Lishmai wanted to speak out all the possibilities, so it just spoke out the opposite case as well, even though there's no chiddush in it, of Shalei Lishmai first and then Lishmai. Toshima. The next Mishnah says, Shachti Shalei La'ichlov. What if you shecht a carbon Pesach and you had in mind that someone who's not capable of eating it, that the Shechita should be for him? Meaning, in normal carbonis, there's only two machshavas of Shalei Lishmai. There's Shalei Lishmai that we've been discussing until now, which means you had in mind the wrong carbon. And even if you had in mind the right carbon, but if you had in mind the wrong bialim, that's also considered Shalei Lishmai. So if you took Reuven's carbon and you shucked it almanas that it should be for Shimon, so that also is considered Shalei Lishmai. That is by regular carbonis. By a carbon Pesach, there's a new psul that we don't have anywhere else, which is a machshava Shalei La'ichlov, that you shecht the carbon Pesach for people who are not capable of eating at least the kezias of it. And even if these people are owners of the carbon Pesach, so it's not that you made a shinui bailim, but nonetheless, from the fact that they can't eat it, that alone is exerts like also by Karim Pesach as possible. So, for example, if the group of the Karim Pesach had 20 people in it, and two of them happened to be sick or old and they are not capable of eating, and you, when you shecht it, had in mind only those two and not anybody else, so then it would be possible. We'll see soon if you had in mind both La'ichlov and Shalei La'ichlov, it would be kosher, but if you had in mind only Shalei La'ichlov, it would be possible. So the Mishnah says later on, discussing this halacha, Toshema, Shachtei Shalei La'ichlov, you shachtei Karim Pesach Shalei La'ichlov, Vishalei Lemnuyov, or not for people who are counted on the Karim Pesach, meaning the wrong, by them, the wrong people that were not part of the group of this Karim Pesach, La'arelim, people who don't have a bris mila, and therefore they're not allowed to eat kachim, so they're a different type of people who can't eat, Ubatmeim. Or people who are tamei, again, in a case that the carbon seba is not coming betumah, so then people who are tamei may not eat from the carbon besa, so again, they're physically capable of eating, but halakhically, they're not capable of eating. So in all these cases, pasal. Hachab shita b'avidachas. Now over here, it's pashut that we're talking about one avida. Why? Because there's only one mashava. If there's only one mashava, obviously it's at the time of one avida. And since that next Mishnah follows our Mishnah, so we could make the assumption that just like that Mishnah over there is talking about with a Mashavah within one Avodah, so to our Mishnah as well is talking about a Mashavah within one Avodah. So we're back to the Raya that our Mishnah is replacing. Says the Gemara, is that a Raya? Hakadisa v'akadisa. I can tell you each Mishnah is talking in its respective terms. Our Mishnah that's talking about two Mashavahs, so therefore it's talking about two Avodahs. Whereas that Mishnah over there, since it's only talking about one Mishnah, so one Mashavah, so Al Kachlev, it's talking about one Avodah. Same about Avodah Achas, that Mishnah is going to be talking about Dafka one Avodah. Reisha, whereas our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Yib Avodah Achas, Yib Shnei Avodahs. Could be that it's talking about one Avodah and it's Taka going like Rabbi Yosi, but it could also be that it's talking about two separate Avodahs, and then it could go even like Rabbi Meir. Toshima, that Mishnah over there continues and it says, Le'oichlov v'shel le'oichlov. Let's say you had in mind some people who could eat it and some people who can't eat it, kosher, it's kosher, because that's the halacha, like we mentioned before, that only if you only had in mind shalei lo'echlov, then it's no good. But once you have in mind lo'echlov and shalei lo'echlov, so even though it's partially shalei lo'echlov, that's good enough, and the entire carbon is going to be kosher. So hekidami, what's the case of lo'echlov and shalei lo'echlov that we said it's kosher? Ineim b'shtei avoides, if it's talking about that he had in mind in two separate avoides, the shchita was done la'ichlov, and the zrika was done shalei la'ichlov. The timeline, and you're going to say then, if that would be the case, that the reason why it's kosher is the kosher b'zrika, because the machshava shalei la'ichlov didn't take effect at all, because it took place b'shas the zrika, the eim asher b'zrika b'zrika, and the gzeres ha'kosuv that we mentioned before, that a karm pesach has a psul of shalei la'ichlov, that psul is going to, like we're going to see later on in the sugyas of shalei la'ichlov, is dafka b'shas the shchita, not b'shas any of the other three avodos. Like the pasuk says, "Ish lefi achlo tachaisu," which is the mekar that you have to shecht it for the oichlim, for people who are capable of eating, and it says tachaisu, which we teach is a lashon of shchita. That means dafka b'shas the shchita, you have to mind, you have to have in mind loichlov. B'shas the kabbalah, the halacha in this week, there's no din of loichlov. So maybe if you're going to say loichlov, the shalei loichlov is in two separate avodas. So then you're going to be dying. The only reason why the shalei loichlov doesn't bother us is only because you had the machshava by definition, not b'shas l'shchita, because it was a different avayda. And if that's the case, then anyway it can't take effect, because the ein machshava is eichlin b'zrika, because the machshava about the eichlin doesn't take effect b'shas l'shchita, only b'shas l'shchita. And then you could be medayik, haba avayda achas, if it was only, if it was all in the same avayda that you had in mind, both l'eichlov and shalei l'eichlov, kigayim b'shchita, the mahani b'machshava s'eichlin, for example, by the shchita, where the machshava s'eichlin does take effect, posel, then it will be posel. But that can't be, because while kaim alone mixes oichlin like pasla, we know that there's a lach of mixes oichlin, that if you had in mind some people who could eat and some people who can't eat, since there is at least some people who could eat, it's not pasla. Now, if the whole machshavas oichlin is in the shchit itself, so al karchel that chiddush of mixes oichlin doesn't pasla, means even within the shchit itself, you had in mind some oichlin and some not oichlin, it's kosher. So you can't say over here that the Mishnah only means two avodos. Ella must be la b'avodachas, that the sefer, that Mishnah, when it says la'ichlov v'shalei la'ichlov, is talking even in, within the same avodah, within the same shchita. Umi the sefer b'avodachas, and if the sefer, which means the next Mishnah, is talking about the, both mashavas happen within the same avodah, the reisha nabim b'avodachas. So the reisha as well is talking about within the same avodah. And if that's the case, again, we're back to the raya that our Mishnah is rebasing. Says the Marminiya, again, is it a raya? Maybe each Mishnah is talking about in its respective terms. Sefer, which is talking about the psul of Machshavas Oichlim, is talking about Avodah Achas, is only in the same Avodah. But Resha, our Mishnah, which is talking about the psul of Shalei Lishma, Avodah Achas, Mishnei Avodah. Maybe it's talking about one Avodah, and it would talk about Rabbi Yosi, but maybe it's talking about two Avodahs, and it's like, and it could even stem with Remeir. No raya either way. Iboilu. Now we have another Shaila. Pesach Sheshachat B'shai Yemois Hashona. L'shmoy v'sholoy l'shmoy. What happens if you shecht a Pesach during the rest of the year, l'shmoy v'sholoy l'shmoy? So a Pesach is a very interesting phenomenon. Because a Karban Pesach, obviously, could only be kosher on Erev Pesach. The rest of the year, you can't have a Karban Pesach. However, there's a halacha that we're going to learn later on when the Darshan from Sukkim, that a Pesach the rest of the year is kosher to be brought as a shlomim. Meaning, even though normally regular carbonis, once it's one type of carbon, it's locked into that carbon and it can't be changed. If you're mafish, for example, an oila, and then for whatever reason you need a shlomim, you can't say, oh, I want this carbon to be a shlomim. Once it's an oila, it's an oila. Once that carbon is a shlomim, it's a shlomim. However, a carbon Pesach, the halacha is a Pesach v'shayim es ha'shono, means for sure after Pesach, Pesach already passed, and for whatever reason you didn't bring it, let's say you lost that one and you brought a different one instead, and now this one's left over, it becomes a shlomim. And not only that, but even if you shucked it before Pesach, for example, let's say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you were already mafresh a karban Pesach to have ready for this coming Pesach, and then you decided on Tu B'Shvat to go and shecht it instead for a shlomim, it would work. So based on that, it comes out a very interesting thing. You have a Karban Pesach, so as of now it's a Karban Pesach. If you would shecht it now as a Pesach, lishmoy, it would be possible. If you would shecht it, shalom lishmoy, shecht it as a shlomim, it would be kosher. So it's the exact opposite of what we have by normal kabbalists. Normally, the shmai is good, and shalei l'shmai is no good. Over here, it's the exact opposite. The shalei l'shmai is what saves it and makes it kosher, in as much as it's the shmai, so it would be a Pesach that's being brought on the wrong time, and it would be possible. So now, says the Gemara, let's have a shayla, close the Gemara shayla. What happens if you have a dual machshava? You did it both lishmai and shalei lishmai. B'shar yemei hashana. So Yipaylu again, Pesach shachta b'shar yemei hashana. Pesach was shachta the rest of the year, either before Erev Pesach or after Erev Pesach. Lishmai v'shalei lishmai, and you had in mind l'shem Pesach and also l'shalei lishmai, l'shem shlamim. Now, what's the halacha? Mi asi shalei lishmai u'mapik lemidei lishmai. Do we say that since l'maisa he also had a machshava of shalei lishmai, which means l'shem shlamim, or for that matter, it could have even been l'shem a different carbon, but that's already enough to be oikir to uproot the shem Pesach from it. It's no longer a carbon Pesach. Now it's a carbon shlamim. So it's a carbon shlamim that you shalei lishmai v'shalei lishmai. And the halacha is umachshir will be kosher, because we know from the beginning of Zerachim that all korbanos that are shechted shalei lishma, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas, are kosher. They're loy alu lebayim l'shem chayv. They have a problem. They were done shalei lishma, so you can't be yotzi your chayv with them. But lemaisa at the end of the day, the korban is kosher. So over here, it will be a regular shlamim that you had a machshava of shlamim on it and a machshava Pesach on it. So it will be a kosher shlamim. Or maybe not. Maybe since at the end of the day you also had a mind the Shem Pesach, so the fact that you're thinking with Shem Pesach does not allow that the L'Shem Shlomim, the Shalei Lishmai, should uproot the Shem Pesach from it, and Memele it's going to be a Pesach that you shechted, not an Erev Pesach, and it will be possible. He also Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Amrisa L'Shmai to come into Rabbi Yirmiyah. I said over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I wanted to in Svara prove that what the halacha in this shayla should be, and I said as follows: the machshava of the shmoi works to make the carbon pesach in its proper time on erev Pesach. V'shaloi lishmoi machshir shaloi bezmani, and the machshava of shaloi lishmoi works to make it kosher when it's shaloi bezmani the rest of the year. So malishmoi machshir bezmani, just like when you have the machshava of the shmoi, which is what makes it kosher bezmani. Emotimi de shaloi lishmoi does not uproot the shaloi lishmoi, like we learned in a mission. When you have in mind the shmoi, the shaloi lishmoi, the shmoi doesn't eradicate, doesn't uproot the shaloi lishmoi. We look at it as a dual kavana, and therefore it will be possible. So ashaloi lishmoi machshir shaloi bezmani. So too the machshava of shaloi lishmoi, which is what makes it kosher the rest of the year. Shaloi bezmani emotimi de lishmoi cannot uproot the lishmai that you had at the same time, and therefore it's a pesach that you that you had in mind the shem pesach, so it has the psul of the shmai upasul, and the carbon will be pasul. The Amar Li, on that, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered me back that it's no raya from there. Light, no comparison. If you're going to say that the lishma, if you're going to say by the shalay lishmai, meaning the lishmai on Erev Pesach cannot uproot the psul of shalay lishmai, shekeinai b'chol azakim, because the psul of shalay lishmai is a strong psul. It is noyig by all karbonis. Like we said before, even the karbonis that don't become pasul shalei lishmai, then at least have that halacha that they become, that the shalei lishmai takes effect in them, that now the bayim wasn't yotzei their chayv ayidei this carbon. So it affects all karbanis. Tayrim lishmai, whereas the psul of lishmai, that when you shechtu lishmai, it becomes pasul shekeinei nai b'chol zachamim l'pesach b'vad. The only carbon that has this psul of lishmai is a pesach b'shayim yemei hashana. So since it's not a universal psul, it's a psul that we only find by one carbon, so it's a weaker psul, so maybe the machshava shalei lishmai could uproot in ganzen totally the psul of lishmai, and therefore it's as if you only thought shalei lishmai and not lishmai, and maybe it would be kosher. So we have no raya, so my havela, so what's the maskana? What do we do in this case, the pesach b'shayim yemei hashana, there was shechtu lishmai v'shalei lishmai? So Rava wants to say it's kosher for a different reason. Because every carbon, if you, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sechel Zvachim, if let's say you shecht it without any machshava at all, you shecht it, it's stam, not thinking either way, we say that it's kosher because it's minastam, it's automatically assumed to be the shmai. The very fiber of the carbon, by its nature, by its DNA, it's made to be lishmai. So stoma is automatically considered lishmai. V'afilu achi, nonetheless, kishachet shalei lishmai, when you have a mind to shechet shalei lishmai, kosher. Meaning when you take this Pesach, which in middle of Shvat, it's slated to still be a Karban Pesach. So as of now, it's Stam Lishma. The Karban Minastam is made to be a Karban Pesach. Nonetheless, when you take the Shchit and you say, I'm Shechting it L'Shem HaShlamim, it becomes Kasher. Meaning the Shlamim uproots the Stam Lishma that's built into the Karban. So Almi also Shalei Lishma. So what do we see? That the Shalei Lishma is strong enough that it could come and uproot the Lishma that's already there. If that's the case, so even if he shechs with both kavanis that he positively thought both lishmoy and shalei lishmoy, the same way that it could rip out the stama lishma, so it could rip out that lishma that you had in mind as well, and therefore when you have in mind lishmoy v'shalei lishmoy, the shalei lishmoy comes and pulls out the lishmoy, and therefore it will make the carbon kosher. What's your raya from Stam Lishma? Maybe Enchanami, there's such a thing as Stam Lishma, but Tzlev Kol Tzlev, he didn't say it. And maybe a Machshava that you say is stronger than a Machshava that you didn't say. Meaning a Machshava that you didn't say, even though it's there, Stam Lishma, it's automatically there. However, it's only there as long as it's a Stama. In as much as he had a Machshava Shalei Lishma, so the Machshava Shalei Lishma uproots the Stama, and there's no more Stama there, and therefore it's totally Shalei Lishma. Masha Enkin, where you said Beferish Shalei Lishma, so you said Lishma, sorry, you said Beferish Lishma. So the Shalei Lishma that said together with it cannot come and rip out the Lishma that you said Beferish. And I'll prove that to you. Like we said before, if he shechs a Karban Pesach and he had in mind both people who are capable of eating it and also people who are not capable of eating, at the end of the day, the Karban will be kosher. But if he shechted it and he only had in mind people who were not capable of eating, puzzle. It's puzzle like we said before. Why is it puzzle? The Pesach Minastam is slated to be eaten by people who are capable of eating it. So Ella must be Shani Hikadama Mehikat Loyamar. The Yanachanami, there is a built in Stamala Ichlov, but nonetheless and therefore when you shechted Shalay Laichlov, you have to say that it's ripping out that stama of Laichlov. Nonetheless, when you have in mind the Feirish Laichlov, and then as well Shalay Laichlov, the Shalay Laichlov can't rip that out because even though it could rip out a stama, it can't rip out a makshava that you positively had. So Hakanami over here as well, by the Shmoy the Shalay Shmoy, would be the same thing. Shani Hechad Omar, Mechad Leomar, that even though the Shalay the Shmoy, that you shech the carbon pesach b'shaya ma'aseh shon shalei lishmoy that could rip out the stam lishmoy and make the carbon kosher, that's only because you didn't verbalize it. But where you actually positively had such a machshava, so then the machshava shalei lishmoy is not strong enough to rip out the machshava lishmoy that he had there, and therefore the carbon will be puzzled because of the pesach b'shaya ma'aseh shon that you had in mind, the shem pesach, which is no good. Amalei, so that Rava said back, midi iriya, is that a raya? You want to bring a raya from the fact that the shaloi la'eichlov does rip out the stama of la'eichlov, so huadin, the shaloi lishma rips out the stama lishma? It's not true. Bishlama hasam, bishlama over there, kamad la'eichle, bishchita, as long as you didn't rip out the Lishma, the Lishem Pesach, B'shas L'shchito, Stam Avad L'shmai Kai. The Karban Pesach, by its very nature, is slated to be a Karban Pesach. So there is a real Stam Lishma there. So that is a real Mashava, and it needs to be ripped out. So if it could be ripped out with a Shalai Lishmai, so who are the Lishmai the Shalai Lishmai that you said the Mashava B'Ferish could rip it out? Elohacham, whereas over here, by the Machshav of Eichlin, Stamal Eichlov Kai, is it true that which we assumed before, that there's an automatic built-in Stamal Eichlov? It's not true. Maybe these people who are currently planning on eating it will pull out of the group, and other people will join the group. Meaning, every carbon, like we said before, as soon as you're makdish a carbon, it's locked in for that carbon. So there is a real built-in Stamal Shema. However, who's going to eat the carbon? That's not built into the carbon. Maybe, as of now, these 10 people are planning on eating it, but some of these people will pull out eventually, and some other people will join the group. It's not like we looked at the Mishnah, a person could join the group, and they could also pull out from the group, until the Shkita. So since it could change, it's fluid, so there is no stama in the carbon that's stam l'shmoi. And that, the same oichlin. So that's why when you don't have a positive mashava la'ichlov, rather you just zech that stam and then you have in mind shalei la'ichlov, it's considered totally shalei la'ichlov because there is no stam la'ichlov. Masha enkein l'shma, where there is a stam l'shma, so if shechting a shalei l'shma is gonna make the carbon kosher because the mashava shalei l'shma could rip out the stam l'shma, which is a real stama, so then Rav is correct, says the Gemara, and even if you positively thought l'shmai, the shalei l'shmai is strong enough to rip out the l'shmai, and it will be a pesach v'shayim meshach shana that you shechted shalei l'shmai, and therefore the carbon should be kosher. Ibailu. Now the Gemara a new shayla. Pesach shechted v'shayim meshach shana. Let's say you shechted the carbon pesach the rest of the year b'shina b'ailim. So like we said before, a carbon pesach b'shayim meshach shana is possible because you can't have a pesach the rest of the year. However, if you shechted shalei l'shma, so then the gzeiras hakasav is it changes from a pesach to a shlomim, and then it will be kosher. So that is for sure true if you have in mind a shina kodesh, you have in mind a different carbon. Instead of having in mind a pesach, you have in mind a shlomim. So by having in mind a shlomim, you uprooted it. You said this carbon is no longer a pesach; rather, it's a shlomim. What happens, there is another mashava shalei l'shma, like we said before, which is you had in mind a different owner. So over here, you never said it's not a Pesach, you just said that it's Stam, and therefore the Stam is that it's later to be a Karban Pesach. But maybe, since you uprooted the Bailim, and instead of saying you're shechting it for the right owners, you shechted it for someone who's not the right owner, so you instilled into the animal a psul of the shalei l'shma. So maybe the same way that a psul of shalei l'shma, by changing the type of carbon, changes it from a Pesach to a Shlomim, so maybe hu adin ha-machshav shalei l'shma of the wrong Bailim can also make this change, and thereby make the carbon kosher. And that's our shayla. So Ibrahim, Pesach Shashakti Bishari Mesah Shana, a carbon pesach that you shechted the rest of the year, not our Pesach. Bishina Bailim, and you had in mind not the wrong carbon, but rather the wrong owners, the wrong Bailim. Mao, what's the halacha of that carbon? Do we say Shina Bailim Kashina Kodesh Dami? Having in mind the wrong Bailim is just like having in mind the wrong carbon, which over here changes it from a Pesach to a Shlomim Machshir, and therefore the carbon will be kosher. Or maybe not. Maybe Dalka Shina Kodesh, since you're uprooting the same Pesach from it, it could change it, whereas Shina Bailim cannot change it. So Rapapa said, I'm Misha Lashmai to come in Rava. I wanted to say, I said over in front of Rava, a svara to say as follows. Hara Vashina Kodesh, Pesach Bismani. We know that a Mashava to have in mind the wrong carbon makes a carbon Pesach possible in its right time. Vashina Bailim Pesach Bismani. And Huadin, having in mind the wrong Bailim, would make the carbon possible in the right time on Erev Pesach. So if that's the case, they're comparable. So if so, svara follows. Ma Shina Kodesh, Pesach Bismani. Just like the Mashava of Shina Kodesh, which is capable of passing it in the right time, Mashir Shalai Bismani, that's what the Gersha should be, makes it possible when it's not the right time, meaning when it's the rest of the year. So, Av Shina Bailim, so to the Mashava of Shina Bailim, which is comparable to Shina Kodesh, Pesach Bismani, since it's capable of making it possible, Bismani, Mashir Shalai Bismani can make it possible, Shalai Bismani, and therefore the carbon should be kosher as a Shlomim. So that's what Rav Papa wanted to say, and we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow how the Gemara wants to answer back that it's not necessarily true that you can't compare Shina Kodesh to Shina Bailim.